This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, who says if your health's important to you, check out the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Thursday music.
Thursday.
I just said to Jay, because for those of you who followed a little bit in your ahead, what happened to me last Friday and what I've been talking about a little bit here and there, it's a good story as to how you are careful with your body and what you're doing, where you walk and how fast you walk and stuff. So a lot of people are not conscious. We just do it because it's automatic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when I went down last Friday and cracked these ribs, it was excruciating for the first day or so. And then I took some Aleve and kind of went back into my routine, and I wasn't thinking much about it until I coughed or laughed, and then it hurt a little bit. So last night, I went into the sneezing fit, and I have been in agony. I don't think I slept 15 minutes all night long because I can't move any. I can't turn. I can't get up. I can't sit down. I just can't move because those muscles, excuse me, that even that hurts, that go across your chest, excuse me, and back up, you know, hold the ribs in place. Those muscles are so important. And so when you stretch them or you do damage to them, there is a pain that goes with it. It's not like anything I've ever felt before in terms of the sharpness of the pain. So I don't wish that on anybody. And I'm just hoping that I may even resort to drugs because this is miserable.
Which is saying something because, yeah, you typically won't take anything. And if you do, it's something over the counter.
Yep. All right. Progressive Insurance want you to think about a new career path with them. If you're looking for a new job, flexible, great pay, good benefits, you're invited. In fact, you can go to progressive.com/careers and apply online. Progressive Insurance and the Good Day program is a good connection. They're here. Story of a guy in Germany. I don't know. How do people come up with these ideas? This guy he's gone around and gotten 217 COVID vaccine doses.
Why? Huh? What?
Because he could. You know, remember the time I told you when I voted in Florida absentee, I started the day in Massachusetts and voted in Massachusetts, and then I got on a plane, went to California and voted there. Mm-hmm. Why'd I do it? Because I could. I wanted to make a point.
Yeah, but that's you were actually proving that how easy it was.
Something.
But with this, where you're actually getting something injected into your body, was there something of like you absolute terror of COVID itself, and that's why you wanted so many, or were you trying?
You're nuts.
I just have a hard time. My brain is not wrapping around doing it just because you could, or just showing how easy it was while still getting this gunk inside of you that much. Did he not have any of the side effects? I was killed over in the
didn't have any side effects
and so no the, ill.
His doctor said he had no adverse effects whatsoever, and so for me this proves a point as to how our chemistry is different. And when you have all of these universal shots, they're not going to react the same in everybody's body. This is not. Mm-hmm. So some people may have developed all kinds of things because of these shots, and some people may not be affected at all. This guy wasn't affected. Apparently, the doctor said he has a very robust immune system, and he didn't need him in the first place. But he said, okay, let me try it. And so now everybody's talking about this guy. So
That's absurd. I feel like I'm sweating. I have anxiety just thinking about it because I was so incredibly ill from the shots.
Yeah. Yeah. I had the second shot made me a little woozy for a couple of hours, but that was about it.
How many did you get?
I had the first, I had three. First round, and
okay.
I decided not to get them anymore, and I wouldn't get them again.
Yeah,
because I don't think I got. I did it because my children were more comfortable with me having done that, and I was. I didn't think there'd be anything bad to come out of it. I just didn't think I needed it, but I did it for them. I didn't do it for me. I did it for them, and mostly for them, but for other people. If I haven't had it, and so I've had COVID, and so is the possibility there that I might get it still? I suppose.
And you had been around it, where people around you got COVID.
Oh, my God,
yes. You still didn't present with anything, and you didn't have a positive test. And I've been hearing a lot of that, where people just, it's almost like they're just naturally immune, or the shot is working more in favor of them being immune or something. I don't know. I'm the same. I had the two doses, the one booster shot. The first dose, I was pretty run down and exhausted and laid up on the couch, but not super nauseous. The second shot, I was incredibly nauseous and in the fetal position. But by the third shot, I thought I needed to go to the hospital. I was so incredibly sick, and I swore off the shots from that point forward just because of how ill I was. But I got the shots because I had a loved one dying of cancer, and yeah. I didn't want to hold that guilt of if I had COVID and gave it to her, I wouldn't be able to handle that. So, and I wanted to be around her as much as I could. So I got the shots. Yeah. I regret the shots, but I got them.
Right. I did. Me too. I just figured it was at that time with all the stuff going on buzzing around us. It just seemed like the right thing to do. It shows you how we all were sold a bill of goods for sure.
Well, It was scary. It was very scary. I am someone that suffered
but
from chronic
media
illness.
Made it,
and they also
the
said anybody who has asthma, right, when they're like anybody who has any kind of lung issues, even just severe asthma, this could be deadly to you. And that's, those are very scary words. And I am already a self-proclaimed hypochondriac. That was a terrifying time.
It was a perfect example of us being so easily led like lambs to the slaughter. Many people that I respect now, looking back over this whole thing for the 3 years that it was a part of our lives, it still is a part of our lives, but how unnecessary much, if not most, of the quote-unquote precautions were, because they didn't really work. Nobody tried. It was just mass follow-the-leader stuff, which in my mind is very dangerous. Thinking like that in unison about something that's so questionable, the one thing that we all even agree at this point, but more people than not agree with the fact that it started in the Wuhan laboratory, and what was the desired effect? What did the Chinese government want to have happen? They proved that they could do what they did, and they more or less got away with it. There are no sanctions against it anymore. The world is such the cowardly leadership of the world, who's going along to get along. The same thing with Putin and the fact that he's still in power, the fact that he hasn't somebody put a bullet in his head or brought him in chains to The Hague to be tried for crimes to humanity. There's no leadership anywhere. Everybody's afraid. They don't want to do this. They don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We were talking about the first women's sports bars in the country. And we were looking around for women doing, a lot of good things in sports. And that's why these female sports bars celebrating women's athletics. Latest example in sailing, young lady named Cole Brower has become the first American woman to sail solo around the world. What a journey that must have been. There are lots of profiles of her on social media and also in the news media, kind of cataloging her journey. But wow, could you ever? I couldn't come up with the starch to be all. But she wasn't really by herself. There was a follow boat. What do they call it? A trailing boat. But still,
safety.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the U.S. women's national soccer team Let's see here. Terrible field conditions in Canada, but they won. They had, it was a 2-2 tie on a penalty kick against Canada in the Gold Cup, and they won. So more women's sports to tip your hat to. Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. In Las Vegas, the Bellagio stopped the fountain show. Wow, this is pretty rare. Because there were a bunch of rare birds that landed. You know, when you see the movie like the Ocean's 11, they're standing in front of along
yeah.
the, that's the strip. And there's that big pool that is there where all the lights are and the water comes up and stuff. Apparently the birds, they were yellow-billed loons, found comfort in Las Vegas on Lake Bellagio. So they stopped the water so that people could see. This is an international species considered to be one of the 10 rarest birds in our country. And so the Bellagio said, we're happy to welcome these most exclusive guests. So anyway,
That's so cute.
Yeah, it was kind of cute. Yeah, I think a lot of things go on in Las Vegas. And thus, our promotion for getting people to go to Las Vegas so far in the last, I think we went back to this about 17 days ago, but who's counting? We've had a couple of hundred people call 800-419-3684 and take advantage of the road trip you can take. Or you can fly to Las Vegas and get 3 days and two nights free. All you're going to do is call the number. It seems almost, it's like too good to believe stuff, too good to be true, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
There are different things that you can do. If you want to stay longer, you can. There are a lot of little pieces that go to this pie, but the bottom line is you get two nights available in Vegas, and they're actually working on some other places as well. But right now, Vegas rooms are super hard to get. You get yours free, 800-419-3684. Get it and enjoy it. Maybe you get a couple of tickets to Vegas shows. 800-419-DOUG.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text Slash to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SLASH to 321-321. That's Slash to 321-321.
Elizabeth Miller is here. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works. And because we are in the President's time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month, the folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products. Calitrin is the one we know the best because it works in a fabulous way, helps millions of people, literally millions of people around the country and around the world. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
This is so exciting because it does contain other products in it. So Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com.
Hi, Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
It's now 23 after the hour. This is the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner to celebrate what was a very popular TV program, The Big Bang Theory. I never got it. Jay gets it.
I probably should have heard her talk about it.
Well, it just is, I don't know. Didn't the young Sheldon come out of that?
It was like a new generation of Friends.
Is it really? I didn't. Mm-hmm. I thought the canned laughter always kind of, although I do like Maeem Bialik, if I pronounce
yeah.
her name
yes,
correct.
You did.
She,
yeah.
I think Maeem she's, Bialik. Everything she's in, I'm attracted mm-hmm. to her because I think she's cool. Anyway, so there's a return announcement here. That's why I asked if the Young Sheldon series came out of Big Bang or was it the other
yes.
way around?
It was Young Sheldon came
Young
after.
Sheldon,
mm-hmm.
Big Bang. All right. Okay, so anyway, the series is coming. Young Sheldon is coming to an end, and therefore a lot of stars are showing up for the end of the series. And we'll talk about that and who they are and how they're going to put this all together right after this. Very, not just an important message, it's a very important message.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-XELJANZ.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with...
All right, there's one final bazinga. It's going to take place. You're happy that I knew that term?
I am. Good job.
The bazingas. All right, Big Bang Theory and people who are on it. Mayim Bialik is one of them. Jim Parsons, mm-hmm. another one. A lot of them that were on both of the series are going to appear as the series comes to a close. You know, the interesting thing about ratings and what happens in television, you can always count pretty much on all the series being over by the third Thursday of May, because that's when the May ratings. They rate the television shows in November, February, and May. So when the May period is over, they stop running new stuff. And so that's when this is going to be over. I think it's the third Wednesday of the month anyway. It'll be over. Young Sheldon isn't so young anymore. How long has that show been on?
I want to say 2017. Is that when it came out? But really? Jim Parsons has never appeared physically, which he will in the series finale, but he narrated it. I believe he narrated all seasons. And then Amy Farrah Fowler, who ends up marrying Sheldon Cooper, Mayim Bialik's character, she narrated or co-narrated two episodes, and so she will physically be there coming up.
Really? So Fowler married Bialik's character?
Amy Farrah Fowler is Mayim Bialik's character, yeah, and then Jim Parsons plays Sheldon Cooper, which the Young Sheldon spinoff is about him.
Got it.
His upbringing.
Got it. Okay. So anyway, they're all going to be there for the last experience. I tried to get into Young Sheldon a little bit a couple of times. I don't have a lot of time to watch a lot of television anyway, so I tend to be more oriented toward procedurals, like the wolf stuff.
You like those cop dramas, those family cop dramas?
Yeah, I kind of do, because they're usually fairly intriguing. All right, 28 after, this is Good Day. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. So you wrap yourself in nothing but the best when you're using the new MyPillow towel sets. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent. Isn't it awful when you get out of the shower, you got a nice, it feels good, the nice towel, but then doesn't take care of the water. Get 60-day money-back guarantees on everything at MyPillow.com. And if you use the DS code, you're going to get the best buys and free shipping. So it's the towels, that's number one. The mattresses now that they have, mattress toppers. Wow, look at all the things that they have. The best prices ever. 50% off MyPillow 2.0 and 50% off the new flannel sheets. It's a big deal. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DS for all this special stuff. Buy to your heart's content and use the promo code DS. Are you ready for more personal experiences with Omaha Steaks? Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready for the quality, the convenience, everything you need to enjoy Omaha Steaks? Well, now it's even more enjoyable because it's their semi-annual sale. You get 50% off everything in the site. Save on mouthwatering favorites by using the code omahasteaks.com/Doug. Shop the sale and get these delicious flavors that you love from all of the things that are in the catalog. OmahaSteaks.com. Possibilities are endless. Flavor and value and entrees that are scrumptious. You'll love it. The semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks. Every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com/Doug and get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Nikki Haley's decided to end her campaign for the GOP presidential nomination. The former South Carolina governor conveyed the news to her supporters in South Carolina, expressing her well wishes for Donald Trump without officially endorsing him. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said his endorsement of the former president should be expected. McConnell made the announcement endorsing Trump shortly after Nikki Haley suspended her campaign. McConnell emphasized that Trump has garnered the necessary backing from Republican voters. On April 25th, the Supreme Court is scheduled to listen to oral arguments in the case concerning former President Trump's immunity. Trump is appealing a decision from a lower court that rejected his assertion of immunity from criminal prosecution in his federal election interference case. The case brought by special counsel Jack Smith against Trump is presently on hold as the high court deliberates whether a former president can be charged for actions while in office. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's going to be a good day.
Now, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hello, my name is Ryan Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grams on Good Day.
You, Jane?
I am not familiar.
Aren't you really?
I don't recall this song, no.
Crank it up a little bit there, Matt, will you? There. This is the part that gets me. I don't know why. It's just one of those cool things.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of creative. All right, the reason that we're playing this as we get into this half hour of the Good Day program with Doug and Jay is because it is Alexander Graham Bell Day. How many of you, raise your hands, remember reading about him when you were in school? Hello?
Yes, hello.
It really was hello. Scientist, inventor, he is responsible for the telephone. He was born in March of 1847. He was encouraged by being from a family of, his mother was deaf. I think his father was deaf, too, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, his parents encouraged him to pursue science. His father was pretty influential, taught deaf students, fostered communication in that community. And so Bell was also at a young age. He was aware of what was going on, mm-hmm. listening to people. And he married
his mom
deaf woman.
And his own wife. Yeah, well, exactly. His mom and his own wife, they lost their hearing due to childhood illnesses.
Yep. Yeah. So he was determined to help deaf people, and that's what inspired most of the things he invented, including the phone. He was working on making improvements to the telegraph system when he got the idea to transmit speech telegraphically, something hadn't been done before. It was just dots and dashes, the Morse code thing, you know, stuff like that, tick, 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 tick. Mm-hmm. But the telephone, can you imagine our lives today without a phone? And it all was made possible by Alexander Graham Bell wanting to help people who are hard of hearing. And it goes from there. Lots of different accomplishments during his life. And so, and remember, well, you probably, some of you, most of you, well, some of you remember the Bell, it used to be called the Bell telephone system, the nationwide telephone system, AT&T, and it took over or emerged with the Bell system, but it was called, the first telephone company was called the Bell system. Hmm. And then it was American Telephone and Telegraph, and then it's gone on to, you know, all the stuff that we have today. But
what was the whole deal with the party? What was it, the party line or whatever, where you shared a line with other neighbors?
Yep. We had that. Trinity 56357. That was my number as a youngster. Pick up the phone. The people across the street were talking on the phone. You waited for them to get off. And then you could dial your number. Or you really couldn't dial. If it was a local call, you could dial it. If it wasn't, you had to go to the operator. And have an operator connect you. Like when we talked to my grandparents out in Illinois, the operator had to connect the call. You couldn't dial it. But I do remember seeing on the top of that black phone, Trinity 56357. That was the number. Isn't that funny how you remember stuff like that?
That's amazing.
Trinity 56. Yeah, it is. All right, let's see here. I want to, I'm interested in talking more about equality, because it's one of the most abused words and the phraseology that goes with, what is it, DEI, the whole business about diversity and equity and inclusion and stuff. So how does it play into your life? Do you have any issues of equality? Are there relationships that you have? And I don't mean, you see, equality is always used, or more often, more frequently and too frequently, to refer to black on white. You know, we want equality for blacks. Yeah. Well, but there is also the thing about, let's say, marriages, men and women together. Are your relationships with your wife or your husband, your spouse, equal? Do you equally share in responsibilities if you're parents? Do you share in responsibilities of having a household? Do you share in responsibilities that whatever it is that goes on in daily life, is it a shared experience or is it one-sided? And I think of equality, that's what I think about. I think about the relationship that I have with my children. Is it equitable? Is it fair? Do I treat my daughter and my son the same way? The answer is yes, I do. If there's something to be shared, then I make sure they both get equal amounts of whatever it is that has to be shared or wants to be shared. I think that if you don't do that, it's undervaluing, and it's just not good. So, fast forward to what's going on. Yesterday, a federal judge in Texas ordered a 55-year-old agency was set up under the Nixon era to cater to my, basically, it was the, I remember, it wasn't the Equal Opportunity Employment Act, but it was something like that. It was aimed at getting minority-owned businesses to serve, you know, the community. And don't get me wrong, the blacks have had horrible prejudice since the Civil War. I've told a story on the American Family Farmer. I've told it here. How still, even today, in March of 2024, black farmers can't get loans to continue to farm their land because they don't have title to the land, because when they were given the land after the Civil War, they were never given title to it. That was one of the most insidious things. They gave them the land, but they didn't give them ownership. They told them they could use it, and they said, this is your land. But it wasn't. And even fast forward to today, where black families have lived on land for 150, 170 years, they can't prove it's theirs because they don't have any title to it. It's outrageous what's happened. Now, on the other side of it, because in the modern era, there were good-meaning, good-intentioned people who wanted to help minorities and get businesses going, so it made it easier for them to borrow money and, you know, things like that, which at the time was necessary. Is it still necessary? A lot of people argue, including me, that it's not the same. There's a necessity to it, but it's not the same necessity. So this judge ordered that this business agency that catered mostly to blacks has to now help white business owners or whoever it is. You can't discriminate against white, black, or anybody else. You cannot. The program's for everybody, which is the way it ought to be. So this is the Department of Commerce, Minority Business Development Agency, now has been ordered. I bet you this is going to go to the Supreme Court for whatever the reason. But you know, there are a lot of people on the right, and this is not a right-left thing. For me, it isn't, but it has become a right-left thing. There's a lot of still, there's a lot of race baiting. There's a lot of race issue in the workplace, and even in terms of what you get paid. You know, there still is a difference between what men and women make to do the same job. Way too much of that. Blacks and whites, black get paid less for doing the same job a white guy does. How's that fair? How's that right? How's it just? But the other side of it is that to have the door slammed in your face because you're white, the program isn't for you, isn't a fair use of the taxpayers' dollars. And I think, I don't know if that's where the judge came from, but in my mind, that's how this is supposed to be interpreted. If you're going to have a program, it ought to be a program for everybody. And make damn sure that it is administered fairly. And you don't have some goofball goon who doesn't like blacks is going to make sure they don't get whatever the money or the opportunity is.
Yeah, the unfortunate reality is there's still too much systemic, racism in general, and especially systemic racism.
Yep, right. Anyway, I thought that was important. Speaking of Texas, former librarian there has sued a Texas county. She was fired for refusing to remove books in this county. She refused to purge some of the books that the state says. This is like Florida. The same thing's going on in Florida, right? Her name is Suzette Baker. She was the head librarian of a library in Llano County. And so she said, quote, "It's like the cornerstone of our society. If that cornerstone is to fall, we'll collapse. The fact that we can't encourage people's own independent thoughts, and that is a problem." So she accused the officials of violating her First and 14th Amendment rights. I don't buy the First Amendment. Her freedom of speech hasn't been taken, but 14th Amendment, I can see how that might apply here. She alleges in her lawsuit that she was fired for insubordination, for violation of policies, failure to follow instructions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. She says that she feels passionate about this because it amounts to censorship. And yeah, it does. She was in the military and she, you know, she swore to uphold the Constitution. And she said, that still resonates with me.
Yeah.
She knows the Constitution. So, listen, I find it isn't up to some judge or somebody to decide what, even if it's a book about the KKK, right? Or it's a book about
because
Nazis.
It's real. It's history. Why? Right. Why are we? Why don't we want people to learn about what actually happened? The truth of what happened.
We do want them to. That's one of the problems. You should not can be what you're learning. There's a lot of stuff in school. You know, I would argue against some of the what's referred to. I think it's a silly term, wokeism. You know, the things that are inundating school time. Instead of learning the important things about what you need to know to progress in life in terms of skills, work skills, and life skills, too, I guess. But a lot of time is taken up on, you know, looking into things that are not academically oriented. Let's put it that way. All right, let's take our hats off for a moment. Maybe take your clothes off and stand in front of the mirror. How do you like what you see? You like it or not? No, you don't like what you see? Okay. Well, maybe you should do something about it. If you don't like it, you're the one who makes the decision. You like it, it's fine. Don't like it? I'll direct you to the Calitrin website, which is toploss.com. The way to lose weight, the simple, non-toxic way. Fabulous website. Their staff is fabulous. You can go on the website and figure out how to connect with one of their fabulous. They've got such a great staff of counselors. They're there to help you. So, you want to join the Calitrin movement? Want to get healthy? Want to lose the weight? Go to toploss.com right now. They have, because we're going into daylight savings time, they have a daylight savings special. Check out how that works. When you check out, use the Doug code for the best deal and free shipping at toploss.com for Calitrin.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text FLASH to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SLASH to 321-321. That's FLASH to 321-321.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Venerable. Put the right vowel in there, Jay. Venerable theme from Ghostbusters. There's a new one coming out. The trailers look just awful. Mm-hmm. So let's find out what Chuck Curry thinks. You're probably going to love it. Chuck Curry is. They're awful. Yeah. You think they're good? You like it?
I hate to feed in your wheelhouse. The reason I wasn't sure what to play, but I got to tell you, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, which opens on March 23rd this month. Paul Rudd, McKenna Grace, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd,
many of the same characters.
The original kid. I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling it.
No.
I'm not feeling it.
Nah, it looks awful. All right.
I don't say
let's get to Rust.
I'm just not feeling it.
Awful. Looks awful. So the lady who is the armorer on the Rust set, the movie, found guilty, right? Involuntary manslaughter. So this is, remember the
what is she
lady,
guilty of? So what exactly is she guilty of?
Negligence in her job.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what does she get for that? Does she go to jail? Or?
I guess she could technically go to jail for a couple of years.
18 right? months. 18 mm-hmm. months okay. she can go. Yeah. Is that fair?
And they want to prosecute Alec Baldwin. What would he be charged? He's charged with same crime?
I think some level of manslaughter. He should not be charged as the actor, but I think they need to investigate what his role as a producer was. But I totally understood what's her name, Hannah Gutierrez, her sentencing. That made sense. Alec Baldwin, I think will really
makes
determine
no
what his level of a producer is and how involved he should have been, because mm-hmm. it was solely her job to keep those guns secure, to keep them safe. She did not hand the gun. I think it was like an APD or somebody handed the gun
or the
assistant director, and mm-hmm. he should have never had access to be the one to hand the gun. She failed with her job across the board.
There shouldn't have been a live round in anything. Where'd the live round come from? That's the thing.
Exactly. Nobody should have had access to even get a live round in there. Exactly.
Where'd it come
from? She's negligent of not doing her job properly.
Well, it didn't come out in the trial where the bullet came from. that I can see.
They never seem to ask that question.
No.
That's the question. Me, you, and Jay have. Where did that bullet come from?
Mm-hmm. We're smarter than the rest of them.
And the defense is saying that she's a scapegoat, and they're going to appeal it.
But putting anybody in jail off this is, I mean, these people are not a threat to society. There's got to be it. I mean, listen, her family, they settled, and they were completely satisfied. Now, I understand that supersedes a criminal act, so on and so forth, but I don't know. It just seems like they should just move forward. I mean, it was a ridiculous, crazy accident. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure somebody was negligent to a point, but I don't know how you serve that in a court of law in terms of anybody actually going to jail for it.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah. Kirsten Dunst says that she hasn't acted in 2 years because every role she's being offered was that of a sad mother. Isn't that interesting how people
get Civil War.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, we didn't talk about this. I watched the second trailer to this film.
Yeah?
I don't understand. I mean, to me, it seems completely irresponsible to release this film. That's just my opinion.
This is the one...
I don't see the point of it.
Well, it's rioting in the streets. It's basically America in a second civil war.
Right.
And it comes right out of the Trump playbook.
Listen, when I wake up, despite the fact that anybody might have a different political view than I do, I still want to like them. I 98% of everybody is not a political view, right? I think.
Correct.
Like, you don't talk about that 24 hours ad nauseum a day with people.
No.
So, like,
unless you haven't got anything better to do in your life.
It just reinforces something very negative in our culture, I think.
I agree. Yep.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be around. Nobody else.
Here's an interesting one.
To see who
this
goes
day,
to see
Doug, in entertainment history, March 7, 2011, Charlie Sheen was canned from 2.5 Men, and then he orchestrated his campaign of winning. 13 years ago, Charlie Sheen was nonstop winning. Remember that?
Yep. Sure do. Winning. Right? Winning. Everybody was saying winning.
He did it well. He really did it
did.
Well. Yes,
yep,
very
he
well.
Did. Yep. There's a movie out on Netflix coming out called Grandma. This is supposedly something that is a story about going to grandma's house on Thanksgiving. I don't understand why. It's a true story of a stranger invited to a house for Thanksgiving. And
is it a horror
what
movie?
Happened? No. Well, no. There's your sense of humor.
Everything's a horror movie in your eyes, though.
Grandma's on Thanksgiving could be a horror movie, right? Chuck Curry with Doug and Jay, 59 past the hour, and good day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.